You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the United Nations body responsible for researching the climate crisis, issued a report this week saying the accumulating consequences of the climate crisis are outpacing our ability to adapt to them. One of the issues is water scarcity, and one of the strategies the IPCC recommends to address it is desalination, turning salty ocean water into something drinkable. Several countries already rely on desalination plants, but efforts to build more in the U.S. are controversial. It's a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Matt Vasilogambros is a staff writer for Stateline. He reported on desalination plants in California.
These plants will pump in water from the ocean, and as it comes in, they have to go through quite an energy-intensive process of separating the fresh water from the ocean water. And so then you get fresh drinking water, and then half is this concentrated salty substance called brine. And that salty substance does have to be emitted back into the ocean. There are some concerns among environmentalists that that concentrated salty substance can create unoxygenated dead zones, which can be quite harmful to marine life. But, you know, for many coastal communities, areas that don't have ready access to fresh water, this can be, you know, quite an essential source of fresh drinking water for a region.
How cost-effective is desalinated water?
It raises, on average, rates, at least in Southern California, by $5 a billing cycle. And there are some economic challenges to that for many of these communities. In terms of energy efficiency, it takes a lot. You have to do this, what they call a reverse osmosis process, twice to make sure that the water is actually drinkable. And, you know, that takes a lot of carbon to produce. The company that is in charge of the Southern California desalination plants have promised to use more green energy. And local politicians who support desalination plants say, yes, it is way more energy intensive than almost any other process to purify water. But we are saving carbon since we don't have to transport that water from elsewhere in the state.
This recent IPCC report basically says climate change is outpacing our ability to adapt to it. What role might desalination efforts play in trying to catch up?
Well, in that IPCC report, they say that desalination is essential for a lot of arid parts of our world. But, you know, they also say what a lot of scientists have said. They expect that with the increased use of desalination across the world, that emissions will rise because of that. It's a tricky balance between trying to find good sources of fresh water while also not trying to contribute to carbon emissions and the reason why we're in this crisis in the first place.
Stateline's Matt Vasilogambros. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.